This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back. Right here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us, ouch, on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly, no, I mean it sincerely, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. Because in all sincerity and all honesty, if you're not part of the conversation, if you're not part of the solution, then you're part of the problem. You've heard that a million times, though. You know what I mean. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, if you head up to the website, let's do some, what my old pastor used to call, house cleaning. If you head up to the website, you know, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can buy stuff that we have up there. And the reason I tell you to do that is again, you've got your favorites. I'm sure you all. I'm not the only guy you. I hope I'm not the only guy you listen to on the radio, but I'm not the only guy you listen to on the radio. And there's a lot of conservatives out there fighting for radio time. They're fighting for, you know, Facebook, whatever the terminology is, to get their message out. And it's a tough place to be. You know, sincerely, it's a tough place to be. You know, for us, because we're on regular radio as well, it's a little easier to get our message out. You know, and some of those guys that only have Facebook or YouTube or whatever there is, they're fighting hard to get their message out. Big time hard. So you got to help them out. And that doesn't mean, you know, again, it's not a matter of you just giving them all your money. That's not what I'm talking about here. Yeah, they could use money. But you've got to help them, you know, get people to listen to them. Listen to their shows. Right? Help them grow the audience that they need. Seriously. And then help them grow their shows. Help people understand what their stories are all about. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. And it helps, and again, it does. It helps us grow our shows. It helps it make it easier for us to get that message that you seem to like because you hang out here. You must like a little bit. Because if you don't like it at all and you're hanging out here, who's the one with the problem? Seriously. And if you don't learn anything else, I sound like a teenager now, right? Like. No, if you don't help us get the message out. We're doomed. We're going to have a heck of a time getting the message out during this next election cycle. It's just going to be a real pain in the butt. Real tough and a real pain in the butt. So apparently, people, students, young people, you know, it's like I think Corey and Anna were saying earlier that they felt that the Clintons were going to come out and they were going to endorse Joe Biden. And that sounds good and that sounds great and all that, but you know what? I got to tell you something. From my experience and what I've seen, they don't hold the weight they used to hold. People don't want to see them anymore. They're not interested in what they have to say. Not anymore. Not like they used to be. And I think that the Clintons are in trouble in a lot of ways. The biggest way I'd like to see them in trouble is in handcuffs. But that's just me. Anyway, so anyway, MRC TV went out on a couple of college campuses, but I grabbed this one in particular. Because they have students who never really saw what Joe Biden had done or what he was doing and why he got the nickname of Creepy Joe. And, you know, unless you've been in a coma, let me tell you what. Take a listen.
I'm Calvin Phillips with Campus Reform. Today we're at the University of Iowa talking to young voters about the 2020 race and specifically Joe Biden. Last week, videos went viral of him appearing to touch young women inappropriately. Will people here have a problem with that, and will it impact the way they vote in the upcoming caucus? Let's find out. Joe Biden, obviously one of the favorites. He hasn't announced officially, but he's still polling in first place in many states. There's a video going around Twitter that had gone viral of him appearing to touch young women inappropriately. So I'm going to play the video for you guys, and I want to see if you guys think it's harmless or if you think that it's inappropriate.
Ew. Oh, my.
Oh, no.
Lee is very close to them. Oh, my gosh.
You know, I know this is tough for some of you.
Yeah, no, that's really weird.
Because if you're not watching, you're listening. And this is sick at every level.
Look at her face.
So he's touching little girls, right? This is where he was touching little girls. He's getting a little too close to their neck. Same thing with other women. And he claims he's just too touchy. He's just a touchy-feely kind of guy, right? And again, I realize that we're on radio in most places, but we just listen to the comments. Now, these are just women watching. Listen to the comments that the young women are making about Joe Biden. I don't know if these people vote or not, but we'll see.
And even like all everyone else, you can tell that they're kind of uncomfortable with the way he acts.
Everybody around him is making faces.
Yeah, this is definitely like very excessive. Like, there's no need to be grabbing at people like that.
What's your initial reaction when you see these videos?
That's really creepy.
Yeah, ew.
I'd say it's a little on the strange side. They've got a lot of different clips there, which is obviously doesn't look very good for Joe Biden.
Definitely creepy. That various of ages of women too, so it's not just it was young women and a little bit older women, so it's just very wrong, and that should not be a thing.
And he's hitting up all kinds of women to watch the video. He's got young women, older women, got a Muslim woman here. I mean, you're going to see all kinds of people he's grabbing to look at this video. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for tuning in. I always appreciate it. I know I'm moving a little slow today. I don't know why. I think it's the, you know, in California, the heat that just hit us like overnight was nuts. You know, we're having crazy cold days, and all of a sudden it's like 92. Well, I'm sorry for some of you in the middle. No, I didn't mean to rub that in. Anyway, and it's just heat. When heat first hits like that, wipes me out. I don't know about the rest of you. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're watching a clip. No, it's kind of hard to watch a clip on radio, but watching a clip, listening to a clip, about a young man who he went on a college campus and was showing the ladies clips of Joe Biden. You know, him being a little creepy, like, well, just like Joe Biden is, a little creepy. And apparently they haven't seen this stuff before. They haven't heard about this stuff before. And the reactions are classic, perfect and classic. Let's kind of listen in on the rest of them. Hopefully this will come out the way I want it.
Yeah, I think it's a classic example of men not responding to being around women properly.
Like, at a certain point, what is just, like, not getting the memo about personal space and what is just not, like, respecting it?
If, like, I wasn't related to him and he did that, I'd think it's creepy.
I think it's definitely recurring. I don't know how you wouldn't notice that you're doing that and, like, being creepy towards someone.
Yeah.
Do you think it has a factor in the race?
I think it does because, I mean, that's absolutely wrong and he might not think that, but that's a problem.
I do think it's probably something that people are going to think about just with, like, everything that's been going on with, like, Me Too movement and things like that.
Stuff like this could definitely have an impact on the presidential election.
Got it.
Do you guys think, for what it's worth here, are some people just touchy-feely? I'm not a touchy-feely guy. Tammy will tell you. I don't like all the hugging stuff. I don't need to be touched all the time. I don't need all that stuff. And I don't understand why other people, I'm not upset about it, I just don't do it. But some people are like that. I have male friends and even female friends. When they come up, they've always got to touch you on the arm or put their hand on your shoulder. I mean, nobody's ever, like, come up and start rubbing my neck. That would be, like, freaky weird. I did have one person I knew really well came up. And she kind of, like, ruffled my hair up. She goes, "I can't believe how thick your hair is." And I was kind of uncomfortable with that. But it was one time, a couple seconds, that was it. But there are people like that, right? I mean, do you guys agree? Touchy-feely people, they got to put their hand on your forearm or on your whatever. And I don't know. If you look at them and give them the benefit of the doubt and go, "Well, they're not trying to be creepy." But Joe, he goes further. He doesn't just put his hand on your shoulder. He smells your hair. I think that's what he's doing. Right? Gets up close to your neck if you're a female. That is a little weird and creepy. Nobody's ever said anything to him. If you were in that party, would you?
Would you agree or disagree with that?
Yeah, I would agree, especially, like, if it keeps, like, coming back up and doesn't blow over, it'll definitely be a game changer.
Okay.
You know, what should we do about this? And maybe their first step will be, like, not wanting to vote for him.
I feel like it's shocking enough that it can affect his chances.
If your professor did this to you in class, what would your reaction be?
Holy shit, I need to leave.
I would be so creeped out. I think I would tell my friends and ask them what I should do.
Yeah, I don't know.
If a professor was touching you the way Joe Biden was touching women in these videos, what would be your reaction?
The same as these women.
No, I would not be okay with that.
If you had a professor...
You know, and again, it goes back to, is this cultural? Is this something that... I'm not trying to stick up for Joe, don't get me wrong. This is not what I'm trying to do here. But is it really something... that we need to be totally wigged out? Come on, some of you guys in that chat room. I know you don't like Joe. A lot of you guys don't like Joe. Okay, I got that. When it comes to somebody said about touching family, yeah, I guess that's okay too. But I have never, I don't even know how Tammy and I got married because I've never been a touchy-feely kind of person. The hugging thing really, like, wigs me out at times, you know? And, what? Okay, I'm not gonna repeat what she said. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being involved, being engaged, and with the upcoming election. And it's gonna for all intents and purposes, this is just around the corner. Right? You got to start now. You got to start paying attention to that. You got to start telling your friends about this now. Not later, but now. Otherwise, you know, we're going to be playing catch-up politics again. And nobody likes doing that. It's a bad place to be. Anyhow, I don't know if you remember this, but there were some Arizona students, and I don't understand any of this. When do we start pushing back on these kids? When do we start forcing them? I don't know how you get them to how you force them. But you've got to get the point across to some of these kids that Border Patrol is not just a group of guys or girls or whatever that are down there with big badges, big guns, just dropping pulling the big bad illegal immigrants back across the line. Border Patrol is looking for so much more than just people coming here illegally. And maybe that's the ignorance that Corey was talking about earlier. What have we lost in our schools? When do we start teaching truly what our laws are about, and what these groups do? Pima County, Arizona Attorney's Office has dropped all charges against three University of Arizona students who disrupted a discussion by Customs and Border Protection agents. As Campus Reform previously reported, the students were originally charged with interference with the peaceful conduct of an educational institution. Now, that's according to an email sent to campus community by President Robert Robbins. Customs and Border Protection agents were given a talk as part of the university's career day. You know, God forbid, you guys do know that some high schools and some colleges have kicked off military recruiters because they don't want any positive spin on military service. I love it, because most of the time the people complaining about our military men are ones that have never served in the military. Some call the Border Patrol agents the Murder Patrol or an extension of the KKK. Apparently they haven't looked at the KKK history. Then they say the police, ICE, the same crap twice. But the Pima County attorney confirmed that the charges filed by the UA Police Department against the three students have been dropped because they have a freedom of speech. I guess we don't, but they do. Show me senior host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Lots of new reaction to Joe Biden jumping into the 2020 race as the 20th Democratic candidate. President Trump telling Hannity on Fox News, Biden not the brightest bulb in the group. And on Twitter saying, Welcome to the race, Sleepy Joe. Liberal Joy Behar from ABC's The View says she's moved by Biden's announcement video.
That's why today I'm announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
The former vice president saying he's running in a pre-recorded message. Listen.
I believe history will look back on 4 years of this president and all he embraces as an aberrant moment in time. But if we give Donald Trump 8 years in the White House, he will forever and fundamentally alter the character of this nation, who we are, and I cannot stand by and watch that happen.
You are listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA and standing next to me.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us. If you head up to the website, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can give me your email address, send out one email a week, you can sign up for text messaging, you want to text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222, and you'll get messages as to when the show's starting and what we're going to be talking about and that kind of thing. Also, big donate button right there, okay? It helps us. That's all I'm going to say, is it helps us. Every nickel counts. Give up a cup of coffee at that really expensive place. Give me that $8 for that cup of coffee. And don't tell me you don't know what I'm talking about. You know that place that I'm talking about. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. Okay. I got one story I need to get to, but I got to get to this one, too, first. You know, Jesse Smollett, I mean, he didn't get away with murder, but I mean, he might have well got away with murder. I mean, not a charge, not one charge against him. After having all 16, you know, counts dropped. But a 20-year-old or 21-year-old, Candace Clark of Hoffman Estate, said that she's the victim of a Kim Fox double standard. Now remember, I already talked about this. About how do you let a Jesse Smollett off the way he has been and explain to all the other ones that went to jail, got fined, went to court for less than he did. And now I understand, what's the name of the show that he's on?
Empire.
I understand the whole show, the cast of the whole show, or the whole cast of the show, I guess that's proper English, has signed a letter demanding that the show producers take him back. Because he was falsely accused. Think about that. The employees now are demanding who gets on the set and who doesn't. Boy, have we turned things upside down. On April 11, Clark appeared at the Rolling Meadows courtroom at the Cork County Judge Mark Martin, facing a single felony count of making a false police report. Get it? One count of making a false police report. Now, he had 16 of them for all intents and purposes. Clark is accused of giving an acquaintance access to her bank account and then telling police the money had been stolen. Stolen. According to the transcript obtained by the local news source, Judge Martin hammered prosecutors, asking, "I'd like to know why Miss Clark is being treated differently than Jussie Smollett. It's a disorderly conduct case, a lot less egregious than Mr. Smollett's case. I have a problem with this." Don't you love that judge? Don't you want to just walk up, shake his hand, get close in his space, and just put your hand on his shoulder? I mean, we need more judges like him, not to legislate from the bench, but to ask questions, to open their mouth. Prosecutors were demanding that Clark make full restitution of $2,800 to serve deferred prosecution, something and not required of Smollett. "Miss Clark is not a movie star. She doesn't have a high-priced lawyer." Judge Martin went on to say, "And this smells big time. Your office, then, can you imagine the judge looking at the prosecuting attorneys and going, your office created this mess. There's no publicity on this case. Press gets a hold of this, it'll be in the newspaper." Spokesperson for Tim Fox says that because the case is ongoing, they have no comment. "I'm not Jussie Smollett," said Clark. "I wish I was, but it's okay. I'll get my justice." Clark had no previous criminal history, but she's due back in front of the judge in a couple of days. So, she's so right, isn't she? She's getting different treatment than Smollett did. See, they didn't have to have 9 people, or how many, 16, I'm sorry, total, on the Jussie Smollett case. And they came up with, and think about what they came up with. He did this. They can prove that he did this. He did it to himself. And somehow it gets totally thrown out. 16 counts get totally thrown out. They worked on it for 10 days. That's why he's got the bill he's got. She, on the other hand, she admitted to it. I don't know how much of an investigation it was because it doesn't say. But ultimately, if you want to look at this the right way, ultimately, she really, compared to what he did, this is no big deal. Cool if it's stealing a couple of penny candies. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I really like these stories because I think they drive the point home. Okay. Of the double standards. So in the first hour of the show, I started to do a story I couldn't finish because it requires some, you know, real time and real breaking down. And some of you, you know, when we first get started, we don't get everything in anyhow. So a Boston area judge has been charged with helping an undocumented immigrant escape a courthouse, her courthouse, to elude ICE. Now, I had asked a question two, three weeks ago. Is Barr going to raise the bar? Will William Barr finally decide as an AG, as one of the only AGs in recent history, that the rule of law matters? I don't know. But maybe, just maybe, the tide's turning. A Massachusetts judge conspired with a court officer to help twice deported, you listening? Twice deported illegal alien. They've got to listen as undocumented immigrant. I'm not buying that. Twice deported illegal alien slip out a back exit of a courthouse and elude arrest by immigration authorities, according to an indictment unsealed just on Thursday. Judge Shelley Joseph and court officer Wesley McGregor were hit with federal obstruction of justice charges for allegedly aiding the defendant, who was arrested in March of 2018 on charges of drug possession and being a fugitive. Now, he's arrested for having drugs, which he'd already been arrested for before. Okay, jump bail or whatever. He's a fugitive from justice, and they let him go again, or she let him go again. You think you could have done this as a white American, or even as a black American? You think you could have got a judge to be as lenient on you? Probably not. But anyway you cut it, the guy had proved himself not to be a respecter or an abider of the law. Why she wouldn't hold him, I don't know. And why they won't deal with ICE, what is it, now it's just a slam dunk, we don't deal with ICE in the discussion? See, I'm going to tell you something. I think the bailiff's going to turn on her. And I'll tell you why. If the judge had total control over this, or appears that she might have had it, why wouldn't they just go after her? I think they served them both because the judge told McGregor, I want you to let this guy out the back door. The judge instructed the bailiff, ordered the bailiff, take this guy, get him out of here. And I think it's going to get Wesley to turn on her. That's my own personal opinion. He may say, I didn't want to let the guy go. She told me I had to. The man is identified as A.S., can't use his name, was allowed to dash out the rear port entrance at the state courthouse. And that was on April 2nd, 2018, after a plainclothes immigration enforcement agent identified. So here you have the immigration officer, the federal officer, comes into the judge and says, look, I'm here to pick up so-and-so. He's a fugitive. He's violated he's here illegally to begin with. Even if he had got papers to stay for a while he was going to court, that would have broke it. That would have fixed it right there. And the judge turned around, the U.S. Attorney, Andrew E. Lelling, said that this case is about the rule of law, period. We can't pick and choose the federal laws we decide to follow, he said. We can't use our personal views to justify violating the law. Everyone in the justice system, and not just judges, have to follow the law and enforce the law properly. And I'm hearing from some people on the inside. We'll talk about this more on the break on the other side, but I'm hearing this is coming directly from the AG. Joe Mancini, your host, just on the real side. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
It's a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I mean that sincerely. I appreciate the time that you guys hang out with me, hang out on the air, sending me messages, text messages. Now, look at it. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I appreciate the time you spend up on the website. But tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, if you're up on Facebook, by the way, one of the things that I don't talk about enough. When you're up there or you drive friends with, like the page. I'm amazed at how many of you consistently converse in the chat room or you come over and you like the post. Like the page. Or follow the page, whatever the terminology is. But head over there and enjoy the page. The same thing with the website. I always appreciate when you're up there and you leave comments and what have you about the stories that we post and do. So, and the small end thing, some of you guys were as mad as, seemed to be in the chat room, were as mad as I was. And this goes on all the time. We know this. We know how you get special treatment in the legal system in this country. But you know what? You have to keep fighting. You have to keep pushing back. Have to keep helping people like this person. She's decided to push back, open her mouth. And the judge was great in opening his mouth as well. Anyway. So I asked the question a couple of weeks back if Bill Barr, William Barr, the new attorney general, would actually be different, if he would start going after people, if he would start doing things. And here you see the first crack in the dam where he's actually given the order. Now, I don't know why. I know some of you have your theories. But, I mean, Jeff Sessions, he could have done this. It could have been very easy for him to pick up the phone and call the federal AGs across the country and just say, look, here's the deal. Just enforce the law. That simple. Don't go out of your way to go looking for somebody. As they come up, enforce the law. And it wouldn't have been that higher. I mean, it wouldn't have been a problem. And this judge and judges like this judge that got picked up, they decide what they want to enforce and not enforce. That's not their job. The AG decides. Now, all right, not the AG, but the district attorneys in these cities, they do decide or make judgment calls on what they have enough evidence on to get somebody convicted. They don't want to waste the court's time if they don't have enough evidence. But we need to help and support these guys fight back. Now, the whole plan was hatched after the suspect's lawyer told the judge he thought the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officer in the courtroom was targeting the wrong person. ICE is going to pick him up if he walks out the front door, but I think the best thing for us to do is to clear the fugitive issue, release him on a personal, and hope that he can avoid ICE. This is what the attorney told the judge during the sidebar. Now, the sidebar was recorded by the judge's mic, which is probably a conversation with the judge. And look at, wait, how am I going to clear the fugitive issue? He ran away. We had to pick him up and bring him back in. So after doing all this, they're going to let him go again. Why? The judge feel bad for him? The judge responds on the tape, ICE is going to get him? What if we detain him? How about you just do your job? Don't look for ways to help him out. Do your job. He's a criminal. Joseph then requested that the courthouse recorder be turned off as the conversation continued. That's according to prosecutors. The courtroom recorder was turned back on after 52 seconds. At that point, the prosecutors agreed with the defense lawyer that it seemed to be a case of mistaken identity. Well, why don't we let the feds figure that out? They've got the equipment. With the information that I have, I don't think that there's enough tying him to the Pennsylvania warrant, the prosecutor said. So they couldn't hold him and do a quick hearing as to whether he was the guy or not? It's not clear what happened to the undocumented immigrant after the courthouse escape. The ACLU of Massachusetts released a statement slamming the decision to prosecute the judge and the court officer. Of course they did. Petrified. Responsibility? We don't want to hold anybody responsible for their jobs. Oh, please. No. The Department of Justice decision to bring this case is, preposterous. It's ironic and deeply damaging to the rule of law, said the executive director of the ACLU. How do you figure? It's following the law. Why wouldn't you follow the law? You know, it's just like the problem you have right now with the Ninth Circuit Court, who's trying to decide whether President Trump has a right, to send these families back to Mexico after he takes information on them. Right? Waiting for their court cases. He's got a right to do that. Matter of fact, you want to talk about sticking to the law. When they come through another country, they're supposed to seek asylum in the first country. That's the job first. They need to get turned down there or approved there. And Mexico already said a while back, it would take these people in. This decision seems to have little to do with actual facts and everything to do with enforcing the president's anti-immigration. See how they bring everything back to Trump? Laws that were made 50 years ago are Trump's fault. Somehow. I don't know how that works. When he enforces laws that in fact, are supposed to be enforced, it's Trump's fault. Right? This prosecution is nothing less than an assault on justice in Massachusetts courts. It will further undermine community trust and safety. How do you figure? Oh, because illegals will be afraid to say and or do anything. But when do you get right? When do you change it? There was a guy, a couple of guys that were being interviewed out in New York. And they were talking about they had been here 30, almost 40 years illegally. They knew about Reagan's amnesty. They knew how to get citizenship. They just didn't want to. And they barely spoke English. Been here almost 40 years. You barely speak English, and you're not interested in becoming a citizen. How does that work? And we're supposed to feel for you. We're supposed to feel bad for you. And with the money you make here, even half the money you make here, some of your family members down in Mexico could live like kings and queens. The decision seems to have a little to do with the actual facts and everything to do with the enforcement of the president's anti-immigration agenda. What's the reason? Think about that. So it's all about the president not wanting to enforce the law. And that's what I said to you earlier. When he goes to the Supreme Court cases, when he have these attorneys that are on his case, it's never about the rule of law. They always come back to the fact that the president has always hated Muslims. He's always hated black. He's always hated a certain group of people, and that's why the executive orders he comes out with should be done away with. And I said to you, he all but copied Obama's quote unquote Muslim ban verbatim, but because it was Trump. And they believe that Trump is racist, you can't approve it. Even though it has the same effect. No difference. Same exact effect. Joseph 51 and McGregor 56 were indicted on one count of conspiracy to obstruct justice, two counts of obstruction of justice, aiding and abetting. McGregor was hit with an additional perjury count for falsely telling a grand jury that he was unaware an ICE agent was in the courtroom. How do you do that with a straight face? Both of them pleaded not guilty and can't be reached for comment. Joseph was appointed as a Massachusetts District Court judge in November of 2017, was suspended without pay. Good. Yep. I'm tired of these guys going on vacation and a paid vacation at that. And then what, you have to go after the money afterward? Are you nuts? The actions of the judge in this indictment are a detriment to the rule of law and highly offensive to law enforcement officers of ICE, who swear an oath to uphold our nation's immigration laws, said Todd Lyons, acting field director of enforcement and removal operations for ICE in Boston. You think about that. They're almost at odds with each other, and the police departments usually, for all intents and purposes, police departments are usually on the same page. They may not always agree on the way to do it, but you know what? They'll help each other out when something goes sideways. Which is the way it should be. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down. Put it next to the phone. Put it in a safe place. Because you're going to need it tomorrow. We're here every day. Check out the website, therealside.com. You can check out stations, times, podcasts, videocasts. There's a million ways to get the show. Get yourself ready for a fight. Over the next year and a half, coming into this next election, we are going to have a fight. Hey, God bless everybody. Thanks so much for being with me. Thanks for hanging in with me. Have a great rest of the day.